Last year, 8 small Iowa hospitals stopped delivering babies. That cutback is a response to the financial challenges felt by many hospitals across the Midwest. But as Iowa Public Radio's Natalie Krebs reports in the second part of a 5-part series, these closures can be hard for expectant mothers and their rural communities.
At the Coffee Attic Cafe off the main street in Iowa Falls, Jessica Sheridan plays with their 8-month-old daughter, Aria.
You're gonna be noisy.
Aria is Sheridan's first child, born last December. Sheridan says she initially planned to give birth at Hanson Family Hospital, just 5 minutes from her house. But when she was 7 months pregnant, that suddenly changed.
I think October is actually when we learned that the labor and delivery unit was talking about closing. And obviously we were like kind of in a panic.
Sheridan says she was worried because this meant she would have to drive at least 45 minutes to deliver. As her December due date neared, Sheridan circulated a petition.
I think there were like over 800 signatures or something like that.
She says she brought it to hospital officials, but they closed the unit in November. Aria was born in a city an hour away. Doug Morris is the CEO of Hanson Family Hospital. He says leaders ultimately decided that the labor and delivery unit was too expensive in the aging rural community where births are on the decline.
One of the hardest lessons that we learned as a community was to deliver those 86 babies, this hospital was losing nearly $1 million.
Hanson Family is hardly the only hospital making this tough choice. In recent years, many hospitals across Iowa and the U.S. have shuttered their labor and delivery units. Stephen Hunter is the vice chair of obstetrics at the University of Iowa Hospital and Clinics. He says studies have shown this can create problems.
There's a higher rate of preterm delivery. There's a higher rate of out-of-hospital deliveries. There's a lower access to prenatal care.
Hanson Family CEO Morse says this is one of the reasons the hospital adopted a share care program. This means women can still get all their pre- and postnatal care in Iowa Falls, but they have to travel an hour north to Mason City to deliver.
The idea is you do as much as you can in a rural community and then work with a referral center to partner and then come back to the rural community.
Molly Forgy of nearby Ackley says the program worked for her. She had her son in Mason City last April.
I did not feel that I missed out on anything through having to go to 2 facilities and seeing 2 providers.
But traveling an hour to deliver is more difficult for others. Local resident Nicole Grover is 8 months pregnant, and she doesn't have a car to get to Mason City.
It's a little scary not knowing like if I'm going to have time to get there or if something happens, I'm going to have to go by an ambulance.
2 hours southeast of Iowa Falls, another hospital in a small aging community is bucking the trend.
The bathrooms, we tried to do upscale so they don't feel like they're in a facility, but we've got a whirlpool bath.
At Compass Memorial Hospital in the eastern town of Marengo, population 2,400, CEO Barry Getch walks through the hospital's new upscale labor and delivery unit. Construction workers are still putting the final touches on it.
Yeah, see, they're still kind of working on that.
Getch says local women currently have to drive to big cities to give birth. He wants to keep them here.
People who live in our area deserve the best, and they shouldn't have to drive 45 minutes or further to get the perceived best from somebody bigger.
Getch says the small hospital is projecting to lose about $1 million to deliver around 150 babies a year. Still, he says opening the unit is just the right thing to do.
That's the nature of healthcare. I mean, if we're not doing what's right, we're not doing the best we can for the folks that utilize our organization, then we kind of miss the point of being in healthcare.
Getch says Compass Memorial hopes to open the unit by the end of next year. I'm Natalie Krebs, Iowa Public Radio News.